LaCrosse television anchor Jennifer Livingston continues to get national, even international, attention for a response that she delivered on air to a viewer who sent her an email criticizing her for being obese. Today she's going to be on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Tomorrow she hits the big time when she will be on At Issue with Ben Marins here on the Ideas Network. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, October 9th. We are going to talk about the issue of fat shaming this hour with a guest who has written on this subject. And we will discuss the story that casts so much attention on this issue. And we want your thoughts on whether it's okay or not to criticize someone because she or he is overweight. Can an overweight or an obese person be a good role model? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. There are links on our Facebook page where you can see Jennifer Livingston's full response to the emailer, but she blasted him for being a bully.
Now, I am a grown woman, and luckily for me, I have a very thick skin, literally, as that email pointed out, and otherwise. And that man's words mean nothing to me. But what really angers me about this is there are children who don't know better, who get emails as critical as the one I received, or in many cases even worse, each and every day.
You can also see the emailer's apology. Kenneth Kraus said he did not mean to offend Jennifer, but he says he's not a bully.
No, I'm not a bully. I am in no position to bully her. She's a big-time media personality. I'm just a working stiff.
So let me welcome our guest. Harriet Brown is a professor of magazine journalism at the Newhouse School at Syracuse University and author of Brave Girl Eating, A Family Struggle with Anorexia. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks for being back with us. You also wrote an opinion piece that appeared in the New York Times a couple of years ago, and we talked to you about that. It was about fat shaming. And so we thought of you when we first saw this story emerge last week. What are your general thoughts? What did you think of Jennifer Livingston's response to the viewer who wrote that email and criticized her weight?
I thought that she was amazing. I think that she's the very definition of a great role model because she spoke back. She spoke the truth. She didn't speak in rage or in, she didn't go down to the level that people sometimes devolve to when they talk about these issues. And I thought she was very, very clear. She defined the issue as a bullying issue. I would say there's another piece to the issue which she didn't get to, and I think that's totally fine. But I thought it was wonderful that she didn't just let this go by because there is so much stigma around weight and appearance that's sort of embedded into our culture right now, even when we're aware of it, and it's hard to be aware of it because it's so prevalent. So even when we're aware of it, we tend not to speak back to it. There are sociological explanations for why that is, but we basically have internalized it so much we all feel it all the time.
What piece did she leave out?
She left out the piece that, you know, the sort of value judgment around her weight. This man wrote to her saying that she was a terrible role model because she's obviously so unhealthy. And the research does not back that up at all. The reality is you cannot tell how healthy or not healthy someone is by how much they weigh or by looking at them. And, for example, it's about behaviors, not numbers on the scale. So looking at Jennifer Livingston, he or any of us have no idea. Does she exercise? You know, does she eat well? Does she sleep well? Does she smoke? These are all behaviors that have a lot more impact on your overall health than how many pounds you weigh on the scale.
Yeah, it did come out later in other news stories that she does exercise regularly, in fact, quite vigorously, but she also has a thyroid condition.
Well, and whether she does or not, there's a phenomenon called the obesity paradox, actually, and the fact that it's called a paradox just shows our bias as a culture, but you know, for people with many, many chronic diseases, actually being heavier is better for you. You know, so diabetes, heart disease, lots of conditions that we think of as illnesses of being fat, you actually do better and survive longer if you're heavier than people who are thin.
We also, in recent days, saw the apology, some are calling it the so-called apology, from the emailer saying he didn't mean to offend. Jennifer, what did you make of that?
Well, I think that's BS. I mean, I think that why would you write an email like that if you didn't mean to offend someone? But, you know, I honestly do think that this kind of dialogue is so accepted and so prevalent in our culture that I can understand that he probably didn't think he was doing anything out of the norm. I mean, we do this to ourselves all the time. You know, how many times have you been with a group of women and the conversation turns to weight and people say, oh, I'm so fat, I have to lose 5 pounds, or talk about other people. And this is sort of acceptable ways to talk about ourselves and others. So, you know, I don't know this man. He may have been acting out of good intentions. You know, of course, to which I would say, do you say that kind of thing to people who smoke? Because actually smoking is a much, much bigger health risk, you know, than being overweight. And, you know, do you walk around saying that kind of thing to people as they're smoking on the street? I doubt it very much, because that's not acceptable public dialogue, whereas taking pot shots at people for being overweight is.
He said in an interview when he was caught in a parking lot that he was obese as a child, and he knows how hard it is to lose weight. He did lose weight. He's, you know, a fitness nut, and he was offering to help her lose weight. How about that?
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me, actually, because it's usually people who have overcome some perceived obstacle who are the most self-righteous about it. I mean, the reality is every person is different. You know, if he lost weight and became fit and that worked out for him, great. He has no idea about Jennifer Livingston. You know, the reality is that dieting is actually one of the main causes for obesity. In fact, a lot of people say the reason that we have, as a, you know, culture, gained weight over the last 20 years, it sort of coincides with a big push toward low-fat foods and dieting. And anyone who's tried to diet unsuccessfully, which is 95% of the people who diet, knows that what happens is your body and your metabolism compensate. So you lose weight, and then, you know, within 5 years, most people gain it back and then a little more. You do that a few times, and you wind up 30, 40 pounds heavier than when you started. So, you know, with all due respect, I think he doesn't know what he's talking about, and it sounds like Jennifer Livingston is completely capable of handling her own health behaviors and decisions.
We're talking with Harriet Brown, a professor of magazine journalism at the Newhouse School at Syracuse University. She's author of Brave Girl Eating. And we are talking about the stigma of being overweight and this case in La Crosse, Wisconsin, that cast international attention on the issue of fat shaming or fat bullying. And we will welcome your phone calls for her and your thoughts on this issue in just a few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and you're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. We rely on listener contributions to pay for all the programs that you enjoy here on the Ideas Network. During this, our fall membership drive, we are asking you to take action by becoming a contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio. Every gift of support helps the programs that you rely on. Make yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our goal is 25 pledges by 7 o'clock. Meeting this goal helps make sure that we have the money we need to fund the programs you rely on. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help us meet this goal.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network. This is a unique radio service in the nation, and your support makes it all possible. Pledge now for the station that you rely on and that you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's a treat. Pledge any amount today, and you will be entered in a drawing for a pair of tickets to a sold-out performance of A Prairie Home Companion at the Overture Center in Madison in January. Find out the details and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How nice. That's every time Garrison Keillor plays in Wisconsin, it sells out in like 20 minutes,
right,
you know. And this is an opportunity. With a pledge of any amount, you're supporting public radio, and maybe you'll win this this opportunity to see A Prairie Home Companion at the Overture Center in Madison in January with your pledge. You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial-free. Commercial-free means we depend on other sources of funding. And yes, we do get state, federal, and corporate funding. They're important, too.
With the single largest piece of our budget pie, I like pie, nearly 40%, it comes from you. Your support makes a difference. It's the backbone of our funding. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Audie Cornish of NPR News. Listener support is essential to making the high-quality news, music, talk, and entertainment that you enjoy on WPR. Sustaining members make monthly contributions from a bank account or credit card. Being a sustainer is a great way to support the radio station you love.
And you can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100. Perhaps it's $500 or more. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Most of your choices for news, information, and entertainment come with a monthly bill. Wisconsin Public Radio is different because you decide whether to give it all and how much to give when you do.
Some people give $25 or $50, and when you add all of these gifts together, they're enough to keep Wisconsin Public Radio on the air, bringing you interesting programs day after day. Decide what Wisconsin Public Radio is worth to you, and then give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a great reason to give today. If you make a pledge, and this is today only, you'll be entered in a drawing for a pair of tickets to the sold-out Prairie Home Companion show at the Overture Center in Madison. Here are some details. That's January 26th, and the winner will get one night at a hotel and dinner, all walking distance from the performance in downtown Madison. Not bad. I wish I could enter.
We can't.
And by the way, if you're a sustainer, a sustaining member, or if you become one today, you are automatically entered. Become a sustainer, and that means you have, you know, some money taken out of your credit card or your bank account each month. Become a sustainer, and you will be entered in all of our drawings and sweepstakes. How about that? Anyhow, no contribution is necessary. You can mail a postcard to WPR Prairie Home Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. But the best way to get entered in that, make a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's an idea, Rob. You can become a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio and continue to help pay for these programs that you value. Maybe you choose the $10 a month level.
Sure.
So $10 a month, it's automatically taken out of your credit card or your bank account, whichever you choose. That $120 pledge will get you entered into the drawing for the A Prairie Home Companion performance in Madison in January, and you can wear your Wisconsin Public Radio T-shirt to that performance.
Oh, yeah.
You can put a sweater underneath it in January.
It will be January, that's true.
But it's the Wisconsin Public Radio T-shirt is a lovely teal-colored T-shirt with a pair of earphones or headsets on the front of the T-shirt with Wisconsin Public Radio proudly and boldly displayed. So you decide how much to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe it's $10 a month. Maybe it's more. Maybe it's
less, but you decide. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just a couple minutes of your time. Tell us your name, your contact info, how much you'd like to give, and how you want to pay. Consider using a credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and it puts your money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give or how much, take those 2 minutes right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thanks very much, Rob. We will check in with you later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. People across the country have been talking about bullying ever since a Wisconsin TV news anchor addressed an email from a viewer who was criticizing her about her weight. We wonder what you think about this issue, and we welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest, Harriet Brown, professor of magazine journalism at Syracuse University. She's a former Wisconsin resident, by the way. She is author of Brave Girl Eating, A Family's Struggle with Anorexia. And we have callers waiting, Harriet, so let's see what Chris in Columbus thinks about this. Hello, Chris.
Hi. Great show, as usual. I'm a nurse, and I see the negative effects of overeating and obesity every day at work. And I think we need to have an honest conversation in this country regarding weight and healthy eating and exercise habits. And I think it was a stretch to call that email bullying. I mean, he was trying to make a point, and maybe he didn't make the most eloquent point. But the point is that as a public figure, you need to set your best foot forward. And she's trying, and she said that, but I think to call it bullying is a stretch. But we need to talk about how to put down the fork, to create portion sizes that are actually what our bodies need, not what our wants desire. And that conversation isn't happening. And public radio is great. We can talk about this, but we need to get this conversation in the broader culture. That, you know, we aren't taught by TV or the government to drink coffee, but millions of America drink coffee. So we need to have that type of cultural change about diet, exercise, and weight.
What do you make of that, Harriet?
Well, I would agree with Chris that we should be talking about health. But here's the thing. You have no idea how much someone eats by looking at them. And believe it or not, the research is very clear on this because they have studied people at different weights and the amounts that they eat in controlled settings. And guess what? People who are heavy do not, as a rule, eat more than people who are thin. So we're not talking about people who are gobbling down boxes of Entenmann's or whatever. We're talking about a very complicated subject, metabolism. Why do some people become overweight or obese and some people do not? To be honest, we don't have all the answers. I would agree with you that our culture does not support health in a whole range of ways, but whether you're thin or fat is not an example of that. It doesn't show. You can't tell. I'm not walking around with a sign on my head that says, I eat, you know, 5 servings of vegetables a day, or I whatever. And so I think what we need to do is separate these two ideas of health and weight. Are there heavy people who overeat? Absolutely. Are there thinner people who overeat? Absolutely. Are there heavy people who work out vigorously? Yes, absolutely. Are there thin people who don't do that? Absolutely. So we need to separate these two concepts and sort of take apart this assumption that just because you see someone who's obese, you know something about their behaviors, because to be honest, you don't.
Yeah. You know, she said in an interview that what really angered her was the comment this viewer made that she was not a fit role model, especially for girls.
Mm.
In some way, by being an overweight person who people could see on TV, that would somehow encourage girls to also be overweight?
Oh, like anyone in this culture is going to choose, and I put that in quotes, to be overweight, given the heaping helpings of stigma and criticism all well-meaning, or some of it well-meaning, some of it's not. No, anyone in this culture who can be thin, who is naturally thin, or whose body tends that way, they're going to take advantage of that because it confers a lot of privilege on you in this culture to be thin. I think Jennifer Livingston is a fabulous role model because she is doing healthy things, she's taking care of herself, and she's out there. She's not hiding away somewhere saying, well, my life, you know, I can't do anything, I can't achieve any of the things I want to achieve until I lose weight, which for 95% of people who want to lose weight is pretty much a hopeless battle. So I think she's phenomenal, and she's speaking out respectfully, but she is, you know, speaking her mind and looking out for kids. You know, I was very moved by that part of her speech because you have no idea how much stigma and how much pressure around appearance is put on kids today. And, you know, so to Chris and people like that, I would also say if stigma and shaming worked, we would all be thin. So, you know, this is a much more complicated issue than you think. It's not a question of putting down a fork. It really isn't.
Aaron on Facebook says, I had a problem with Kenneth Krause's letter until someone put it in perspective for me. Imagine her same speech, except replace her weight with her being a heavy smoker. Would that be different, Harriet?
Again, you know, behaviors are different things from appearance. If she was smoking on the air, you know, maybe someone would suggest that wasn't a good behavior to be modeling. I might agree with that. She's not doing anything on the air or possibly elsewhere that makes her a poor role model, you know, on the contrary. So again, it's we're so used to conflating these two things, you know, behavior and appearance, and we have to learn to separate them because, honestly, it's not just about fat shaming or, you know, stigma toward people who are heavier. It honestly affects all people. I mean, you know, my husband is thin, so does that mean, you know, no one should be talking to him about healthy behaviors? Does that mean, oh, it doesn't matter what he eats or whether he exercises because he's thin? No, not at all. You know, for him, as for everyone, it's what you do that's going to make the difference. So I think, you know, I've heard kids tell me that, you know, when their schools do these sort of anti-obesity campaigns, what happens in the lunchroom is all the fat kids get made fun of for whatever they're eating.
Yeah. Well, let me hold you there because we have news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio coming up next, and then we'll return. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, and this is our fall membership drive. Listener donations are the foundation of our budget, and that's why we're asking for your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 21 more pledges in the next 25 minutes. Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, help us stay on track by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Where else are you going to get a conversation like this at 6 o'clock in the morning? Nowhere. Only on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We book the guests, we show up, you show up, and we have a lively, informative conversation every morning.
Because you love these 6 a.m. conversations, make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is key to making these discussions available to you and to everyone.
And I'm so excited about this special offer that we have, an incentive for you to make a pledge today to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge any amount today, and you will be entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets to a sold-out performance of A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor at the Overture Center in Madison in January. You can find out all the details, and this is a really nice package, and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, Joan from Nina made a pledge. She says, I'm a new listener. Thank you. And I'm pleasantly surprised by how entertaining some of the programs are. I actually find myself laughing out loud. Well, maybe Prairie Home Companion's one of those. Yeah. Maybe Kevin McKinley, who will be on a little later today and On Your Money. We laugh with Kevin, not at him, of course.
That's right, that's right.
A lot of good laugh out loud moments mixed in with the serious stuff here. Thank you for your pledge, Joan. Now, how about you? Make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Many of us are committed to making our community a better place. For example, we volunteer our time. We recycle. We help those in need. Making a financial contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio makes our community a better place, too.
Your investment, put together with donations from others, makes the music, news, and talk on WPR available to everyone. We're proud to be an important part of our Wisconsin community. Help us stay strong with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name is Alyssa Wilder, and I listen to public radio. I'm in this transition in my life where I grew up, it was my parents' radio station, and I used to resent that it was on during the morning time. It's a part of my memories as a child. It reminds me of the smell of cereal and pancakes. But now, as a young professional, I think that it's where I turn to learn about the world, and I'm learning something I've tended to share conversationally. I'm a school teacher, and so sometimes I'm just surrounded by small kids, and I feel like all I know is the times tables and the history of Texas or something like that, and I think it's important for my own personal growth to have somewhere to learn more. You should support public radio so that programs can be on the air for everyone to learn and enjoy.
You can do that by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of support. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we are asking for your support of the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you value. Thank you in advance for your gift of $50 or $100 or whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Not many radio stations have the mission to inform, inspire, and engage their listeners, but we do. These values are at the core of Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR is a place to discuss and debate the issues, a place to examine the past and imagine the future.
It's not something we do for you. It's something you do for yourself and for your community. Because listener support is what makes all of this possible, please contribute now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge today, and today only, you will be entered in a drawing for a pair of tickets to the sold-out Prairie Home Companion Show at the Overture Center in Madison on January 26th. You'll also get a night at a hotel and a dinner all in walking distance from the performance in downtown Madison. So any pledge, any amount today, you get to pick the amount, gets entered into that drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listeners provide the single biggest piece of our budget here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Make a pledge of a dollar or two a week or any amount that's comfortable for you, and you will be doing your part to keep this station strong. Do it at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Looking for 20 pledges in the last 20 minutes of the show? Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, you'll be entered into the drawing for the pair of tickets to a sold-out Prairie Home Companion Show in January.
All right. Thanks very much, Rob. Keeping my fingers crossed that we can make this goal. It's important to reach these hourly goals to stay on track during the pledge drive, and we can do it with your help. Thanks very much if you've already pledged, and thank you in advance for your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The La Crosse TV anchor who responded to a viewer's email critical of her weight has cast national attention on the issue of shaming or bullying, and we are talking about the issue of fat shaming, why it's a problem, and we wonder if you think it's bullying or not to be publicly critical of someone's weight or appearance. 1-800-642-1234 is the number you can call to join us on air. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine, welcoming back our guest, Harriet Brown, professor of magazine journalism at the Newhouse School at Syracuse University and author of Brave Girl Eating, A Family Struggle with Anorexia. And our next caller is Randy in Madison. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Another good show. I want to start off by saying that I'm a WPR donor and listener, and my politics tend to lean to the very progressive side. But this issue of obesity seems to be like the last taboo. And not only your guest, but a number of people seem to make these obese people, they make them sound helpless about their condition. And two very brief points. Number one is that the AMA is very concerned about the rising obesity rates, and they have been skyrocketing. And really, if you want to boil it down to a very simple equation, for the vast majority of these people, it's too many calories and too little exercise, and that's really it. It's not genes, it's not this or that. People tend to try to make this into a very complicated subject, and it's not.
All right. Well, what about trying to shame someone to lose weight doesn't work.
I don't agree with the shaming portion, but even raising the topic is very touchy, it seems, and it's very difficult to go about raising the topic without ruffling feathers.
All right. What about that, Harriet?
Well, you know, I've heard comments like this over and over again, and all I can say is the research does not support this point of view. First of all, let's take your claim that obesity rates are skyrocketing. This is 100% not true. Obesity rates have leveled off in the last few years, and really if you look back at the years when there was a big rise, which was like 1980 to 2005, we're talking about a 20-pound weight gain across the board. You know, it's, again, when people use words like obesity rates are skyrocketing, they're an epidemic. You know, I just say, look at the reality, look at the facts. So that's number one. That kind of hyperbole is really not helpful. And number two, you know, our caller is correct on a certain level that it's what you eat and your energy output that play a big role in whether you are heavy or not. But it's not necessarily the role that you think. For example, I once interviewed a man who had lost 100 pounds and had kept it off, and I asked him, you know, what do you have to do that? And what he described to me was basically what many people would describe as eating disordered behavior. You know, he ate basically nothing but egg whites and vegetables. He worked out, you know, he ran 10 miles a day. He had to do that every single day. He had to basically live his whole life around that notion of eating as little as possible, being hungry all the time, and working out. And that was a choice he was freely making, and I say, excellent, we live in a country where you are free to make those choices. But it's not simply a question of eat sensibly and exercise moderately for many, 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 many people. So again, it's about assumptions that we're making that are not based in reality.
Here's an email from a listener named Sarah. She writes, I live in the La Crosse community, and in the case of Jennifer Livingston, she is active in our community. Not only active as an advocate for nonprofits and helping to create a healthier community, but she is also physically active, participating in local 5Ks and triathlons. Mm-hmm. I think we all need to respect the fight that each individual is going through and encourage them along the way. I also wonder if your guests could comment on if this same issue would happen if Jennifer was male. I believe there is a greater expectation for female public figures to be ultra thin.
I agree 100%. I mean, how many times do you turn on the TV and see news anchors or, you know, public figures who are men who are allowed to be, you know, solid or whatever euphemism you want to use for someone who's not real thin. So there's definitely a double standard when it comes to not just, you know, the level of weight that is acceptable for a woman in this culture, but also the fact that we're allowed to talk about it, that we feel compelled to talk about women's appearance to, you know, does anyone ever talk about the male anchors who are you know, bald or, you know, whatever. I mean, I couldn't agree with your writer of the email more.
Next, let's go to Jeanette in Richland Center. Hello, Jeanette.
Hello. I do think it is bullying. I think it's appalling that someone would do this. And I'm wondering if this gentleman would write a letter to an extremely thin woman who appears to be anorexic. I think not. And I think they're a far worse role model. And furthermore, don't you look about 10 pounds heavier on TV? I don't think anyone has a right to judge, and that's what he was doing, and it is bullying, and it's very cruel, and we teach children not to do that. Adults can't be doing this either. I'll take my response off the air. Thank you very much.
Well, Harriet, I suspect you have some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, my first impulse is to say, amen, sister. That's really true, and, you know, I would add that this debate is often framed in the context of, we're just concerned about your health and we really, you know, want you to take care of yourself. And again, Rebecca Peel at the Rudd Center at Yale has been studying the issue for 15 years probably about how stigma and shaming and these kinds of messages, you know, do they actually help people? And the answer is not only do people not lose weight after they are on the receiving end of these messages, but the stigma and shame that comes from being on the receiving end, we now think actually contributes to the sort of metabolic disruptions that cause people to gain weight in the first place. So it becomes part of the problem. It's certainly not part of the solution. So, you know, it doesn't work. Even if you come at this with the best of intentions, you know, you don't know the effects of what you're saying. And I agree with her, too, that, you know, again, if you're looking at strict health, people who are underweight actually have much higher mortality levels than people who are overweight, and yet we do nothing but praise them in this culture.
Anthony on Facebook says, the letter was mostly true. It is dangerous to be obese, and the woman is obese. The man didn't degrade her, didn't go after her dignity, didn't ridicule her, and didn't use bad language. Instead, she responded with little more than an argument from emotion. Look, I am impressed with her that she does her job and does it well despite her weight. I just don't get why there was such a bad reaction to something that wasn't harsh and was mostly true.
Well, again, that sort of shows off not only our assumptions around weight, but also our assumptions around what it's okay to say to people and how. I direct you back to the research writer of the email. It is not true that being obese is dangerous. It is simply not true. And in fact, and in many cases, to be overweight to moderately obese, you have better health outcomes than to be, quote, normal weight or thin. So please, you know, we all have these assumptions. We all live in this culture, and we need to start breaking them down and questioning them. If you really believe that it's so dangerous to be obese, do your homework, do your research. See if that backs up your thoughts, and please be open to other points of view, because it's not necessarily the case.
Do you think, Harriet, that our attitudes as a society towards overweight people, will those attitudes change for the better anytime soon?
To be honest, I'm not super hopeful. I'm glad that there's more conversation around it. I'm glad that some of the issues are coming out into the open. you know, I think that as long as we live in a culture where advertising plays such a big role and where the sort of cultural norms are set in these unrealistic ways, I think it's going to be very, very hard to change the conversation a lot, but maybe we can move the needle a little bit.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Harriet Brown, professor of magazine journalism at Syracuse University, author of Brave Girl Eating. It's going to be a cloudy day today with occasional showers in Wisconsin. Highs today ranging from the upper 40s in the north to the lower 60s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we're here to ask you to invest 2 minutes of your time in your own future. Our goal is to make sure that all the programs you value, including this one, are here on Wisconsin Public Radio when you want them. A contribution of any amount does just that. Make your gift now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 17 more pledges in the next 7 minutes. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs that you count on. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed our conversation with Harriet Brown about fat shaming. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours to come possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And everyone who pledges today will be entered in a drawing for a pair of tickets to see a live performance of A Prairie Home Companion in Madison this coming January. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, and telephone number to WPR Prairie Home Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard or by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR has been around for a long time because we're committed to quality, but we need that funding to make quality programming happen. An important part of that funding, nearly 40%, comes from you.
Your contribution makes this program possible and so many others as well. Be a part of the quality that you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Tom Ashbrook. There are many places you can go for information where you'll get shouting and finger-pointing, where you'll hear the same angry news clip played again and again. But the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio is different. It's where you go if you want reasoned, not inflammatory, public discourse. And we are this way because you support us. You've made it clear that you don't want people yelling at you when you turn on the radio. So reserve this calm place for public discourse by making your pledge of support. We promise we'll always use our inside voices. Thank you.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether your pledge is $50 or $1,200 or anything above, below, or in between, we appreciate and count on your contribution.
Make a pledge for Joy Cardine because you spend each morning with her. You wake up with Joy and you appreciate all the conversations she brings you, all the work she puts in, all the knowledge she brings to each and every show. Show your support for Joy Cardine and for Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And make that pledge also to be entered into the drawing to win the free tickets or the opportunity to win the free tickets to the Prairie Home Companion sold-out show in Madison in January. You love public radio and you love A Prairie Home Companion and many other shows on Wisconsin Public Radio. So support it with your dollars and enter into this drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 17 more pledges for this hour. Just a few minutes left to talk. Hopefully you'll keep pledging at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The drive as a whole going pretty well so far, but it's still really important that we meet our goals early in the morning and get the day off to a great start.
Thanks to Valerie from Sherwood, who says, I'm a first-time pledger to Wisconsin Public Radio, and although my contribution is small, I know it will still provide a positive impact. I've been listening to you for more than a year now, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my go-to source for news information.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Valerie. And I love hearing from people who are making that pledge for the first time. Even Valerie says it's a small contribution, So what? It's a contribution. She is doing her part for Wisconsin Public Radio, and we really appreciate it. How about you? Have you been listening for years and never made a pledge, or just discovered us in the last couple months? Support what you're hearing with a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And no contribution is too small. Every single pledge counts, and it helps. No contribution too big either, for that matter. So be as generous as you can. Put a value on your listening and help support the programs that you listen to every day, or just about every day. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge today, you get entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets to a sold-out Prairie Home Companion show in January. It's a great time to pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you if you have pledged already. If not, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.